My name is Connie Long, and this is my reflections about home for the Neo Rio art piece. The spring and summer of 2020 brought social isolation and a halt to human travel, but our yard was full of singing, hungry birds that had flown hundreds of miles to fulfill their annual migration. It was uplifting to imagine our home as an Airbnb and refuge where these feathered wonders could drink and eat and rest before they proceeded to their breeding and nesting destinations. It was this image of home that prompted my art piece. My days began with enjoyment and care of the birds, replenishing feeders with sunflower seed, fresh oranges, and insect-rich suet cakes, cleaning and filling 6 different water containers, and generally encouraging the growth and blossoming of flowers, bushes, and trees. One day, when my mind was heavy with the suffering of our world, I watered the new butterfly bush, and suddenly a broad-tailed hummingbird zoomed in and began systematically visiting each blossom. For some reason, my presence did not seem threatening to the tiny bird, and from close proximity, I had the privilege of witnessing her drinking away for some time. What an experience to observe her strong, fast wings that I found out later could flap up to 80 times a second. In those remarkable moments, my worries faded, and Mary Oliver's poem, "I Go Down to the Shore," came to mind. Not long before, I had heard the poet interviewed by Krista Tippett on the On Being program, and when she read that poem, I felt a glimmer of understanding. I'd like to share that short poem with you. I go down to the shore. I go down to the shore in the morning, and depending on the hour, the waves are rolling in or moving out, and I say, "Oh, I am miserable. What should I do?" And the sea says in its lovely voice, "Excuse me, I have work to do." In some traditions, our purpose is described by what gifts we have to offer. Whether the lightning-fast hummingbird or the fragrant blossom, the striped yellow jacket or the slender aspen, each contributes to the vast web of interdependence. Naturally, I ask, what is my work to do? So I wrote a little message to the broad-tailed hummingbird. I thanked her for her perseverance and the work of her life and included it in this art piece. In this time of confusion and challenge, more than ever, I would help. But it is time to remain at home. For now, I will offer hospitality to the birds.